I've got to admit that the thing that's just caught my eye, and it's an absolute showstopper, are your bulbs, Chris. And wow, I had no idea that you could get this amount of different varieties of colour of tulips, or indeed that you could fit that many tulips in a single container. Is this a normal way of planting tulips, or is this specifically for Chelsea that you've grown them like this?
We grow 180 varieties just for Chelsea, and really it's to educate the people, just to show them what is available. And these are all ordinary garden tulips. If you want an impact display, you plant them 2 or 3 inches apart, but generally 4 or 5 inches apart in a garden is ample. And from 10 bulbs you can get an excellent show.
And this particular container here, what variety is that in there? I mean, it's a massive white container. Well, the container looks like something out of an industrial unit, perhaps an old bakery.
It's an old copper unit, a copper pot. And they used to drain the water from the base of it. But in there's probably 500 or 600 tulips.
And what variety is it? It's a white one.
Yeah, Maureen. It's a very late flower, and it's the latest of all the tulips. Very tall, but an excellent garden tulip in its own right.
Right, they're very elegant. Now, I love tulips as cut flowers, but if I cut them, do they come back each year?
Not really. You'll never get such a good show. What I recommend to people is to plant them in the containers or in a prominent place in the garden, and then either plant them in a secondary place in the garden or plant them in a cutting area where they can use them the following year for cutting. But the most important thing, if you are going to use them for cutting, is pull the bulbs, don't cut them, and wrap them in paper and let them drink for 24 hours to fill themselves up with water. That way they won't droop. They'll grow with the natural light.
And is that what the professional growers do? Do they pull them, not cut them?
Professional growers, when it's done on an industrial scale, they'll cut them. But I do it here, and there must be 15,000 flowers here.
And these are all cut, are they?
Yeah.
These are not
cut flowers.
Well, that's incredible, because they haven't drooped at all.
No.
That's a really
and
amazing
that's how
secret.
I do it. And the thing is with tulips, they are the only flower that actually grows when it's in water.
Yes, and they sort of are almost a live display, aren't they?
Yes. They'll move to the light, and that's why they always say them. They're dancing tulips.
They are incredible. So, I mean, do all of these tulips grow exactly the same as cut flowers, or are there particular species amongst or varieties that are better as a cut flower?
No. The cut flower varieties that you generally see in the supermarkets and everything are a lot of the shorter ones, right? We show these as cut flowers, and these are good garden tulips, and that's why we show them. We spend many days, many weeks, my father going through the bulb fields and selecting good garden tulips. But we show them as cut flowers to show the people the versatility and the beauty of them between each other.
So, I mean, I noticed in my garden that I've got my tulips. Certain varieties come up sooner than other varieties. Is there a particular way of deciding, do you have earlys and lates?
Well, generally speaking, and you see them everywhere, the reds and the yellow tulips coming up. And this is really because they're a Darwin hybrid. And a Darwin hybrid is a cross between an old Darwin tulip and a Fosteriana tulip, which is a botanical tulip. The botanical tulips, the miniature tulips you see, have the ability to come back year on year. So in essence, what's happened is they've inherited the parents' good habits. And that's why you see red and yellow tulips all the time.
So can you point me in the direction here of a really, really beautiful deep red tulip that will come up year on year, every year in my garden? Because I've got the gardens, the Juniper and Rose Kitchen Garden School, and I've got about 2/3 of an acre. So to plant the same tulips every year and pulling them out, which is a really, really good...
Well, it's an old Darwin tulip, and they are good at coming back.
That one
rather
there.
Than the more hybridised
That's
varieties.
A really pillar box red, isn't
yeah.
it?
King's Blood.
King's Blood. Oh, are there any other tulips that are...
You have,
is there a darker one than that will come up every year?
Queen of Night.
Queen of the Night will come back every year, will it?
Generally speaking, it's one of the better ones. And then you have a pure white one, like White Triumphators.
And that will come up every year as well, will it?
It's never guaranteed with tulips.
I will come back and find you.
If they're happy in their position, it's like every plant. If it's happy in its position, then it will.
And the tulips that I've put in that are not the ones that come back every year, will they reproduce?
What you get, if you plant a tulip and you plant it on poor soil, you will get lots and lots of little ones.
Yeah, they sort of cluster around the bottom, don't they?
Yeah, but you get lots and lots of little ones.
Mm-hmm.
If you grow a tulip on rich soil, then you get a big bulb, right? And that's why we have this problem over here in England, because a lot of it's clay, heavy soils, and that's why they don't come back year on year, because they produce...
I've got a really good, deep, dark, loamy soil, pH 7, so I should get mine coming back.
If it's free draining, you have to remember with every plant, it doesn't matter what it is, you have to think of its parentage. And if you think where the tulips come from, which is the slopes of Southeast Asia, what they get is plenty of moisture in the spring and get baked in the summer. Right, but what tends to happen in this country, either we get a wet summer or people will plant bedding plants on top of the tulips, soak them all summer long, and tulips, unlike a daffodil, don't root till November. Right, so in essence they're sitting in the ground and sitting in cloggy soil will rot them.
I planted mine in November.
Yeah, that's the correct time to plant them, because that's the time they root. But a daffodil, for instance, will root July, August in the garden. But if you've got something in the garden that's not doing anything, it's not rooting. Once something's rooted, it's a lot more able to withstand the inclement weather.
Will tulips grow in semi-shade, so underneath beech trees and that kind of thing?
Yes, but you have to think of the flowering times of tulips, which is before the beech trees even come into leaf. So people always panic about this, but it's not really a panic. And I always do it with at home. I do it with roses. I plant the tulips between the roses, and just as the roses are coming up, the tulips are finishing off, so you have a continuous display.
Do you nip off the sort of seed heads to keep the stuff going into the bulb?
Yes.
Right, very so I've important. Done the right thing.
Yes.
Good, because I've been nipping them off all evening yesterday. I was nipping them off. That's fantastic.
Very important.
So if we want to buy bulbs from you, whereabouts do we go to? What's the website?
www.blomsbulbs.com.
Can you spell that?
Yes.
B-L, O for orange, M for mother, S, bulbs as in flower bulbs.
And I've said that, and you've obviously had a couple of glass of champagne there, so I'm testing your memory here.
Well, I've been up since, I haven't been to bed since 7 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Oh. So... It's a fantastic display. Thank you so much for talking with me.
My pleasure.
It's been absolutely amazing. Thank you.
My pleasure.